killing of Iran's most powerful general continues to shake the Middle East. Iraq's parliament has voted to expel the thousands of American troops stationed in the country in the wake of the US drone strike in Baghdad that killed General Qasem Soleimani. And Iran is also abandoning a key part of its nuclear deal with world powers, saying it'll no longer limit the enrichment of uranium. Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey filed this report from Beirut.
Qasem Soleimani was in South Beirut shortly before his death. He's a huge figure in the Hezbollah stronghold, and on a stormy winter's day, about 10,000 people filled an exhibition hall to mourn him and vent their anger.
Trump now, because he is a fool, he's attacking Iran, he's attacking our leaders, and this is never and will not be acceptable.
Some of the Hezbollah supporters expect Iran to retaliate soon.
It's going to be direct, straight to the point, and going to be something that shows the rightful place of Qasem Soleimani and shows the United States of America the wrongness they've done by assassinating him.
Hezbollah's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, is never seen in public because of assassination fears. He addressed the crowd via video link, saying the US is responsible for what's coming. America has started this in this region. We did not attack them. They started a new war of a new type. He suggested Iran's response would be against soldiers, not civilians. A fair punishment is, with all transparency and clarity, the targeting of the US military presence in the region. In Iran, Qasem Soleimani's body came home to the city of Ahvaz, where hundreds of thousands of people gathered to watch his casket pass by. Since Soleimani's death, there's already been some rocket fire on Baghdad's Green Zone and coalition bases. The threat of more serious attacks is now so great that the US has suspended all anti-ISIS operations in Iraq and Syria. Iraq's acting prime minister says Soleimani was killed after he'd come into the country on a diplomatic mission. I was scheduled to meet Martyr Soleimani at 8:30 in the morning. He was killed because he was set to deliver a response from Iran to a Saudi message. Iraq's parliament has now passed a resolution against US military involvement in the country. The vote may not have much real impact. Sunni and Kurdish politicians abstained, and the action can be ignored by the government. Iran has also announced that it will no longer abide by any restrictions on uranium enrichment imposed by the 2015 nuclear deal. The US pulled out of the deal in 2018 and reimposed sanctions on Iran, and relations between the two nations have got steadily worse ever since. This is Adam Harvey in Beirut for AM.